Isaiah chapter 40.
Where is Isaiah? Ori ogoji.
Verse 28 to 31.
Lati ese ikeji dilogbon de ikokolelogbon.
Isaiah 40, 28 to 31.
Isaiah ori ogoji. Ese ikeji dilogbon de ikokolelogbon.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there's no searching of his understanding.
Iwo ko atimo iwo ko ti gbo pe Olorun aye raye Oluwa eleda gogo ipekun aye ki share be ni are ki si mu ko si awari oye re.
He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength.
O fi agbara fun alaare, o si fi agbara fun awon ti ko ni ipa.
Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
Are yo mu awon odomode papa yo si re won, ati awon odomokunrin yo tile subu patapata.
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Shuban, I want to draw the Oluwa. Yo to agbara won se. Won fi iyeku oke. Bidi, won o sare, ki yo si re won. Won ri are.
There are seven categories of motion. Seven categories of making progress. Number one is total stagnation. No motion at all. In Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Mark 2, verse 1 to 12. We have the story of a man who was paralytic. He is paralyzed from his neck down. He couldn't move, he couldn't do anything for himself unless he was helped. Somebody like that is in what we call total stagnation state. Next to that is crawling. In John chapter 9, verse 1 to 7. John 9, verse 1 to 7. The Bible tells us the story of a man who was born blind. Jesus saw him. Spat on the ground. Made some mud out of it. And anointed where his eyes were supposed to be. And told him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash. He washed and came back seeing. When a blind man had to go somewhere, when a blind man has to go somewhere,
he
cannot move fast. This blind man, one way or the other, just managed to find his way to the pool. Crawling means there is motion, but very slow, very limited.
o tumo si pe tesiwaju wa sugbon ni ona ti ko ya kankan.
The third stage is walking.
Ipele keta ni ka ma rin.
And walking means you are moving now. Your progress is not really hindered. It's just that you are better than the one who is crawling, but you are not doing too well either.
Yamani tubo si pe an tesiwaju sugbon tesiwaju o ya kankan sugbo daraju ti eni to nfa lo.
When we are a little child, when we want to begin to make motion, we start by crawling.
Nigba ti a ba gbe omode ti a wa bere si tesiwaju ni ati tesiwaju nipa ririn yo bere pelu wiwo fifa.
And then later on we come on to walking.
Nigba na lomo na yo ti gbe sise miran pe ko dide duro lati ma rin.
Majority of people are in this level of motion. They move, but very, very slowly. They go from month to month, just managing to exist. For those of you who are listening to me tonight, who are in that category, things are about to change for the better.
Amen. Wo iru eyin egbe be ti e ti e wa ninu ipo yi ti e si tete tete si wa ni asale yi a so fun yi pe life ejojo o yo yi pada fun yin.
The next stage is leaping.
Ipele to tele ni pe kafos okay.
When you leap, it means a short outburst of energy. You go up, but then you come down. It's like that of a businessman who gets a contract maybe once in 3 years. In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 8. The Bible tells us of the lame man that was healed. He started by walking. And then he moved on to leaping. Leaping, even though it's just short upward motion and then coming down, is still far better than just ordinary walking. I know at least somebody here today who will go home leaping for joy.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. We haven't even started. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said the cloud that is covering your vision is being removed.
Amen. Oluwa ni ikuku eyi ti o nboju iriran re ni ati mukuro.
Thank you, Father.
Baba ese o.
The Lord said there's a man here today.
Oluwa ni akure ko wa ni lori.
He said your potency is being restored.
Amen. Oluwa ni ikan omo okunrin re yo ti o ti gba agbara lati ba sise.
Looks as if God is going to do all the work by himself. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said you are afraid that you may lose your miracle. He asked me to tell you this one will be permanent.
Amen.
Now stage number 5 in motion. It's running. Now running means you are making steady, speedy progress.
In
Genesis 26,
verse
12 to 14. Genesis
26,
verse 12 to
14.
Bible tells us the story of Isaac,
who
sowed in the land of Gera. And that year he reaped a hundredfold returns. And the Lord blessed him. And the Bible says the man waxed great and grew and moved forward until he became very great. That's an example of running. Steady progress. Speedy progress. Continuous progress. And I'm prophesying to someone here today. Beginning from now, your business will begin to run.
Amen.
Your ministry will begin to run.
Amen.
In every sphere of your life, there will be steady progress.
Amen.
And then next to running is flying. When we talk about flying, we're talking about very fast and totally unhindered motion. The journey from here to Abuja by road, if you are to run,
you are
a very strong man, it will take you at least 2 days. But when you fly, it takes less than 1 hour. Those of you who are already running, before tomorrow morning, you'll be flying.
Amen.
We have several examples here, that maybe one or two will do. In 1 Samuel chapter 16. Oh, thank you, Father. The Almighty God said there is someone here today. He said, I will put your enemies to sleep until you escape.
Amen. Oluwani.
Oh Lord. The Lord asked me to tell someone. He said, before the end of this month, the storm will be over.
Amen.
The storm will be over. Oh my. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said some powerful people are about to take a decision concerning you. He asked me to tell you not to worry, that he is the God of all flesh. Now, I said in 1 Samuel chapter 16, from verse 11 to 13, the Almighty God tells us the story of David. Daddy says there are some people here, you need spare parts.
Oluwa ni
ni ajale yi awe yara
to
Some need new eyes. Some need new brain. Some need new womb. The Lord asked me to tell you, just lift up your hands and receive your own now. Just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my new spare part. Go ahead, tell him you are grateful. Because we are going to testify very, very soon. New eyes, new brains, new wombs, new legs, new hands, new lungs, new livers, new kidneys, new spare parts. Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah. So in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 11 to 13, we see the story of David. He woke up in the morning a shepherd boy. Before the evening, he was a king. Now that's flying. That's speedy progress. Far, far beyond ordinary running. Tell your neighbor, from now on, I will fly. Say it as if you really mean it. But then there is a stage 7. You see, when the bird flies, he spends his own energy to fly. Stage 7 is to be carried in a plane and then fly. In that case, you make no effort, you just sit down and you keep flying. Those who have traveled by the plane will tell you. No sweating. You sit down. You are eating. You are drinking. Before you know it, you have arrived. There's somebody here today that the Almighty God will carry on eagle's wing.
Amen.
And without any effort on your side,
it
will take you to your goal. He has done it before. In Exodus 19, verse 3 to 4. Exodus 19, verse 3 to 4. When he brought the children of Israel out of bondage, he carried them on eagle's wings. All their efforts would not have freed them from
Pharaoh.
But God intervened. And because God intervened, they were able not just to leave bondage. God placed them where the enemy could no longer touch them. In the name that is above every other name, that level where the enemy will never again be able to touch you, God will take you there tonight.
Amen.
That level where you will no longer need to beg for anything. The Almighty God will take you there.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. I want to say amen to this one before I tell you. My daddy said there's someone here tonight. He said, you will not need medical attention for a long, long time.
Amen. Baba ni fun opolopo odun o ni nilo lati yale onisegun.
Now, when the bird is flying,
nigbati eye ba nfo,
if he's carrying his food or anything with it,
to ba ngbe onje tabi onko pelu ara re,
he has to carry that along.
Oni lati gbe pelu ara re ma lo.
But when you are flying a plane,
sugbon nigba to ba nfo ninu oko balu,
the plane that is carrying you is also carrying your load.
Se ni o je pe balu to ngbe oni nko lo ngbe eru re na ba kan na.
And when you read Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5, Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5, it tells you that the Almighty God is not only able to carry you, he is able to carry your burdens too. I can assure somebody here tonight, because you came, all your burdens shall be carried by the Almighty God. Oh my. I want to say amen to this one also before I tell you. Elijah said, there's someone here tonight. He said, I have a surprise package for you.
Amen.
That will daze
you.
A surprise package so big that long after you get it, you will still think you are dreaming.
Amen. To fi je wipe ni igba pipe to ba ti gba a se ma se o gege be ni pe o nla la ni.
Now very briefly,
ni kukuru,
we need to understand that a bird flies with two wings.
Ani lati oye re lati ye wa wipe eye ma fo pelu apa meji.
When a bird has only one wing, it can fly. You need the two wings of the eagle to fly. And this is where I want to spend a few minutes so that we will understand fully what the Almighty God wants to do for us. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you read it from verse 22 to verse 24, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 22, 23 and
24.
It tells you about the two wings that you need if you want to continue to enjoy this wonderful flight. He said the Jews require a sign.
Oni awon ara ju nko won bere fun ami ise ami.
The Greeks seek after wisdom.
Sugbon awon Greeki won wa ogbon.
The Jews, they want miracles, signs, wonders.
Awon ju won fe ise ami ise yanu.
The Greeks, wisdom.
Ṣugbọn awọn Greeki ọgbọn.
But then he said, you need both.
Ṣugbọn wa sọ pe mejeji la nilo.
And both are to be found in Jesus.
Mejeji nkan la sile ri ninu Jesu Kristi.
He said Jesus the wisdom of God.
Oni Jesu ni ọgbọn Ọlọrun.
And the power of God.
Oso na si ni agbara Ọlọrun.
The power gives the miracles.
Agbara yi ni o fun ni ise iyanu.
The wisdom gives the other wing.
Se ni ọgbọn si fun ni apa keji.
We are very used to signs and wonders.
Ni gbogbo apatapata lati mo nipa ti ise ami ati ise iyanu.
In the Redeemed Christian Church of God, we see it every day. You've had testimonies tonight. You've heard of the sister who was paralyzed. Who said to the husband, just get me a picture of daddy. Got the picture and became whole immediately. Daddy has nothing to do with that. I didn't know what was happening. That's a sign. That's a miracle. You've heard of someone who took an handkerchief that we blessed to her son that the doctor said, there's nothing more we can do for this kidney fellow. And he got a brand new kidney. That's a sign. You heard about the man whose wife kidney failed, liver failed, wife was in a coma. To her son that the doctor said, there's nothing more we can do for this kidney fellow. And he got a brand new kidney. That's a sign. You heard about the man whose wife kidney failed, liver failed, wife was in a coma.
Took an
handkerchief to her. She walked out of the hospital with brand new kidneys, brand new liver. That's a sign.
Nigbati iyaru ti sele nko jade ko ni ile iwosan pelu kidini tutun ati edo tutun.
Every miracle you need, every sign from God, you will get it tonight in Jesus.
Amen. Gbogbo se iyanu, gbogbo se ami ti o nilo latodo Olorun o ri gba ni asale ni oruko Jesu.
The area where many of us are deficient is in the area of wisdom.
On apa ibi ti opolopo wa ti se alai ni to o na ni ibi ogbon yi.
We want benefits without responsibilities.
Anfe awon anfani lai ni oju ise.
Your bird cannot fly with one wing.
Ko se se fun eye re lati fo pelu apa kan.
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
Iwe Isaiah orikini ese kokodi ni ogun.
Isaiah 1 verse 19.
Iwe Isaiah orikini ese kokodi ni ogun.
Says if you are willing and obedient.
Oni ti e ba ma gboran, ti ti e ba fe ti e ba si ma gboran.
You will eat the good of the land.
E o je irele na.
The good of the land is available.
Irele na wa ni arowoto.
It's your own benefit.
O je anfani re.
Your responsibilities, you must be willing and obedient.
Oju se ti re ni pe ki o fe ki o si gboran.
When we go through the scriptures,
nipa ta ba wo do bibeli,
we see responsibilities and benefits balancing out.
Aori wi pe anfani ati ojuse yi ni Olorun ma ko papo ti o to wa lege ara won.
You want the, some of us want the power of God.
Opolopo afi agbara Olorun.
Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Acts 1 verse 8. He said you will receive power provided you are willing to evangelize. You will receive power and be my witness. Some of us want anointing. We want to be able to just wave our hands and the blind will begin to see. We hear some testimonies that shake us and we say, we want anointing too. We just had a Holy Ghost night in Dublin before we came for the convention.
And
one of the testimonies that got everybody jumping and clapping was that of a woman. She's been barren for a very long time and had had the testimony of people who said that they were barren and they sat on the chair we sat on. And then they became pregnant. So one day, when we finished a program, everybody was rushing to go and sit on the chair. And then one man took the chair away. The woman was sad. But then she had the brainwave. And
sir,
the pulpit is there. He was at the pulpit. So he went to the pulpit. She went to the pulpit. And began to rub her stomach against the pulpit. That month she became pregnant. And when she was testifying, she showed us three children, two boys and a girl.
Amen. As we were
rejoicing, I look at the eyes of some of my pastors and I could read what was going on in their mind. God, give us that kind of anointing. How many of you want that kind of anointing? May you receive it tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
But it is conditional. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9. Hebrews 1 verse 9. He said, because you love righteousness and you hate iniquity, that's why God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. You want anointing? You must balance it with holiness. Anointing without holiness is like a machine gun in the hand of a madman. Samson had anointing, but he lacked holiness. It destroyed him. The blessing that will destroy you, you will never get it in Jesus'
name.
Some people want victory, but they don't want to pay the price. Victory is available. The Almighty God wants you to be victorious. But if you read James chapter 4, verse 7, James 4 verse 7, the Bible said it clearly. If you want victory over
Satan,
you must first of all submit to God. Submission must go hand in hand with victory. Submit yourself therefore unto God. Then resist the devil and he will flee from you. Some of us don't want to submit to authority. And yet we want to command the devil and expect him to move. No, it's not going to happen. Because a bird does not fly with one wing. Submission must come hand in hand with victory. Many of us want breakthrough. But we know Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. He said, you want a breakthrough? He said, you are to bring all the tithes to my house. We don't want to tithe.
Oh, first one, dame wa.
But we want God to open the windows of heaven. And bring it just one breakthrough. It's not going to happen because a bird does not fly with one wing. You meet the conditions of God, he will meet the promotion must walk hand in hand with diligence. Proverbs chapter 22. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I will replace your entire digestive system.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He said, what people are saying now is that the son of your family is set. Lord asked me to tell you, as the sun is rising tomorrow morning, the son of your family will rise again.
Amen.
We'll soon get out of the way. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said you will understand when I say this. He said the flow stopped because you drifted away from him. Ask me to tell you, because you have decided to return to him, the flow will begin again.
Amen.
Oh my. I want to say amen to this again before I tell you. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I assure you, from now on, you will enjoy my peace.
Amen.
Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, at long last, the spring that is in you
we
begin to produce a big river.
Amen. Yoshan, Yosidiodola.
Now, I was saying that promotion will go hand in hand with diligence.
And so we pay, Proverbs 22,
verse
29.
Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He will stand before kings.
You need Roni wajo anwaba.
And not before me, man.
He said, "Wajo anwanya yakpere."
Many of us want to prosper.
Okolabo alofai chajiyori.
We want to become great.
Afedila.
But we don't want to walk.
Shuban aofeshiye.
It's not going to happen.
Goniribe.
God is not a magician.
Olorun ki se lalupaida.
He's a miracle worker. He's a rewarder of those who are diligent. Hebrews 11 verse
6.
Hebrews 11
verse 6.
God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You want to make first class, but you don't want to study. It's not going to happen. You must learn to work hard. Let me assure somebody here tonight. You are the one delaying the blessing that God has for you. Because you are too lazy. And the Almighty God wants you to wake up. If you wake up now and decide that from now on you begin to work hard, by the time we come again next year, you will know that the God we serve is the Almighty. He opened the door for you. And he expects you to finish that assignment within 1 month. You are still on it for 1 year.
How
is he going to give you another? And yet there are doors that the Almighty God wants to open. I
give
someone an assignment. Get me a little fish pond. And they've been on it now for 8 months. And I went to them one day. I said, well, I know you will finish within 1 year. No, sir, we will finish within 9 months. The work of 2 weeks. How many of you want to reach the top? How many of you will stop being lazy? Jesus Christ said, my Father walketh hitherto and I walk. The Almighty God is still walking till now. So what excuse are you going to give for not walking? Anyone who is going to become an excellent person. Someone who will excel. According to 1 Corinthians chapter
9.
From verse 24 to
27.
1 Corinthians 9, 24 to
27.
Anyone who is going to excel must be self-disciplined. You must keep your body under. If you are going to excel, you must be self-disciplined. Don't let us deceive ourselves. Greatness is available. There is plenty of room at the top. The problem is, are you willing to do the work that will qualify you for the top?
Wahala to wa nile ni pe eje o se to lati se ise na eyi ti o mu aye fun awon yara to wa loke.
I'm sure some of you will say, daddy, what are you, what's happening tonight?
Apolo gwa yo le ma so pe baba kilo nsele ni asale yi.
I will tell you what is happening.
What's up with you, don't you?
Tonight is going to mark a new beginning for somebody.
Amen.
God has given me a little glimpse to the future.
He's
about to raise up some great people. And I want you to be one of them. How many of you want to be great? Are you really ready to be great? Nobody else will tell you the truth if I don't tell you. I don't want to be popular. So if you don't like me anymore, it doesn't matter. But you must reach the top. I say you must reach the top. I say you must reach the top.
Amen.
I say it one more time. You must reach the top.
Amen.
Anyone who wants to be preeminent. Anyone who wants to mount with wings as eagles cannot be lazy. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. Say, it is they that wait upon the Lord that shall renew their strength. They are the one who will mount with wings as eagles. I told you the highest level of motion. Is to be carried on the flight. The one who will carry you on the flight is Jesus Christ. He said in John 15, verse 5, he said, without me you can do nothing. If I don't carry you, you won't get there. In Philippians 4, 13, verse 13, he said, I can do all things through Christ,
which
strengthens me. The aircraft that will carry you to the is Christ. It will be the one who will be doing the work. But he expects you to do only one thing. Wait on him. We don't want to pray. And we want miracles. We want signs and wonders. It's not going to happen. You pray for 5 minutes. And you say, that's enough. God is not your house boy. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. You must learn to wait on him. I remember one occasion. The president said he wanted to see me, not the present one. And he gave me an appointment for 11. I arrived at 10. He didn't see me until 1. Suppose I'm the one, and he saw me at 1 because I threatened to leave. I got up, I told the secretary, Tell Mr. President, I've been here for 3 hours. There are sick people waiting for me. I'm going. Now, I could only say that because I wasn't the one needing his help.
It
was the one who needed my help at that time. If I'm the one who needed his help, even if he saw me by 9 p.m., I will wait. How many of you know that the Almighty God is greater than any president? One miracle from him and that's all. But you don't want to wait on him. You don't want to pray. You pray for 2 minutes and you think that's enough. Told you the story before. We had a convention. I finished everything. Got home very tired. Told my wife, I don't want to be disturbed. I want to rest. I was so tired. I got on the bed and I was almost fast asleep immediately. As soon as I left for my room, a woman came from the north, asked my children, is Papa in? And since they can't lie, they said yes. But he says he's not seen anybody. The woman said, is he in? They said he's in. She said, fine. I will sit down here until he comes out. They said to her, he's not coming out today. The woman said, who said today? I said, is he in? Is he in? That's all. They told my wife. They gave her food. Thinking that after that she will go. She sat down there. Finally, my wife came. I said, I know you are tired. But you better add this to your tiredness. Because this woman says she's not going anywhere. I had to come out in my pajamas to come and attend to her. God is not on a journey. But how many of you are ready to dig in and say, Lord, I am not moving until you solve my problem? Because time is gone. We will not do what we have been doing since Monday. I'm not going to ask you to pray for 1 hour. But at least 20 minutes. You're going to stand on your feet. Nobody's going to stop you. If you like, you can sleep. It's up to you. If you like, if it's more convenient for you, you can sit down. If you want, you can kneel. But for the next 20 minutes, you're going to lift your voice to the Almighty God and say, Father, I am going to stay with you until my joy is full. Come on, open your mouth now, begin to cry to the Almighty God. And then begin to tell him all the things that you want him to do for you. I'm giving you only 20 minutes. because there are other things we want to do. I'm tired of crawling. I don't even want to walk. Running is not even good enough for me. Even flying is not good enough. I want you to carry me on eagle's wing. I want to fly above every mountain. Lord, I am here tonight. The next 20 minutes is you and I, O Lord. Open your mouth and cry to him. Pray to him. If you are talking to your friends, you can talk for 2 hours without checking the time. Talk to the Lord now. Open your mouth. Speak to him. Lord, this problem, the problem of my business must be solved tonight. The problem of sickness in my body must go tonight. The problem of failure must end in my life tonight. For how long will I crawl? You are the Almighty God. I'm hearing testimonies of mighty things that you are doing. You have to do my own now. Talk to the Almighty God. Jesus, mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
God will answer you tonight.
Amen.
He will open the windows of heaven to you tonight.
Amen.
That which you have been asking for all these years, you will receive it tonight in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And your testimonies shall be great.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I want you to remain an attitude of worship. You may sit down for a moment as I explain the next thing we are about to do. I've just told you that a bird needs two wings to fly. I want to encourage you to get out two handkerchiefs if you have them. If you don't have two, you have to use your hand as the other one. If your friend has more than two, borrow one. The pastor who gave a testimony earlier on, told you what happened. Happened to be in on the day he came. I happened to be in when he came. My son came to meet me in the room. I said, there's a pastor weeping outside. I said, I must be serious. So I came down. By the time I arrived, he has gone. But he left an handkerchief behind. And left his phone number.
Number phone receipt.
So I asked them to phone him, let him come back. He came back.
O pada wa.
You could see a man who was terribly worried.
How did you do that? We pay. How could he go?
I prayed over the handkerchief.
My papa dressed. I want to be.
And I told him under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Your wife that the doctor said has no hope. We walk back home on our own. You had the testimony. God gave her a brand new kidney, gave her a brand new liver. The Almighty God wants to anoint the handkerchiefs you are about to raise forward. And he's going to use it to perform so many miracles, you yourself will be amazed.
Amen.
I have two flags here that
Baba wa ni asia meji ni.
He has instructed me to wave to you tonight.
Ti Olorun so fun pe kon ju asia isi si wa ni asare yi.
While I wave them,
nigbati won ba ju asia yi,
you will wave your own handkerchiefs.
Eyin na yo ma ju aso ju yi bakan na.
When I wave the flags, not now. And as you are waving your handkerchief, you're going to prophesy. You're going to say, from tonight, I fly over every mountain. Every mountain of sickness.
Okay, I saw.
Every mountain of poverty. Every mountain of failure. Every mountain of barrenness. Every mountain of sorrow. So stand on your feet now.
Bye, what did you do?
As soon as I begin to wave, you just keep on waving your own handkerchiefs and begin to prophesy. Don't forget, the just shall live by faith. We begin now. Yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, I fly over every mountain, over every mountain of sickness, over every mountain of poverty, over every mountain of sorrow. Go ahead, open your mouth. Just keep going, keep going, keep going. Open your mouth, say it. The Lord is listening. And you will be amazed at the testimonies that will follow. I fly over every mountain. Over every mountain of sickness, over every mountain of sorrow, over every mountain of failure, over every mountain of fruitless efforts. I fly from now on over every mountain, blocking my way. And so shall it be in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Will you please lay the handkerchief on your own head now? And please, remember the just shall live by faith. Whatever you say tonight is established forever. With the handkerchiefs on your head, talk now. I say from now on, Adeboye, you go from victory to victory, from power to power, from success to success, from glory to glory. No more sorrow, no more death, no more failure. Go ahead, talk to yourself, prophesy to yourself. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessed be your holy name. Oh, yes, thank you, Almighty God. Remoko shekera makatunde remokoto. Inki kero monko ronde remakashike tende remoko ronda mamahike kero monko shike. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
And so shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen. Ben, you're in the name of Jesus.
Beginning from now, that level where the enemy can never touch you again will be where you will reside.
Amen.
That position in life that you will never need to beg anybody for anything, you will reach that one very soon.
Amen. Life, you know,
all those who think that they will block your way to your destiny, in their very presence, you will reach your goal.
Amen.
All those who have constituted themselves to obstacles to your joy, they shall be relocated tonight in Jesus' name. You will never know failure again.
Amen. Oh, need to come alubolema.
You will never know defeat again.
Amen. Oh, need to come.
Your joy from now on will begin to overflow.
Amen. And your relationship with your mother was there.
So shall it be.
Ben Yori.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You're going to get in the Guadura.
Wave the handkerchief to the Almighty God and shout a very big hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may please be seated. I want to encourage you. If you have any sick fellow at home, when you get home, lay the handkerchief on the fellow and be ready for surprises. If your business has not been doing very well, lay the handkerchief on the sauce. You'll be amazed at what will happen. And if you're a pastor and your church has not been growing, soon after we finish the convention, take this particular handkerchief to the church and use it to clean all the chairs, all the pews. You will need to build a new church very, very soon. And if you carry somebody here tonight, because we won't be able to lay hands now, time is fast spent. In any case, what God wants you to do is lay this handkerchief on that fellow. And you see what will happen before tomorrow morning. And then, those who might still want prayers, please, you can report tomorrow at 11 a.m. Ministers of God will be around to lay hands on you too. It's time to thank God for what He has done. Oh, thank you, Father.
Baba,
is that how you can thank Him? Amen.
Amen.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight. He asked me to tell you that which is causing you sleepless nights will be over before the end of this month.
Amen.
I thought the service is over. But Daddy says there's someone here, and I want to say amen to this one before I tell you. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, write it down. It is tonight that your greatness has started.
Amen.
Let us take our thanksgiving offering and with great joy, because of what God has done and what He's about to do, you dance forward to the nearest basket to you. I hope the ushers have placed baskets in the congregation, because all of them can't come forward.
If
you look to your right or left, you are likely to find a basket there. How many of you want to say thank God that it doesn't rain today? What would we have done with all those people who are outside the auditorium? All those who blocked the road of His Excellency, they couldn't let him come in. I think the time has come for us to begin to get ready for a new auditorium.
Let
This one has become far too small. Who is that fellow whose greatness has just started? Well, over to you. Let's dance and give God our thanksgiving offering.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.